Biological warfare is used frequently around the world, and it's not new. They have been using it in the past by dumping dead people in Guatemalan water, or, you know, spreading diseases in Europe, Middle East, and other regions of the planet, causing deaths of people in large numbers. And it has happened many times in the past. But the new era, when we have vaccines and we can stop certain diseases, has brought new conditions of, you know, the new types of biological warfare. For example, they engineered HIV. HIV disease was not a real disease, but it was engineered disease as reverse RNA virus. It was engineered, and it is also constantly re-engineered. It gets mutated again and again and again, and it's difficult to deal with it, but they also engineer new versions themselves when the mutations are not sufficient. Then there is flu and colds that are also engineered, but they are also mutated themselves. Then we have Ebola. It's a biological warfare. We have also Chlora is also a biological warfare, which is used frequently around the world to kill people in large numbers. For example, in Yemen, someone used biological warfare chlora and teflis, what is it? I forgot his name, on Yemeni population to kill their people in large numbers and cause genocide of Yemeni people. See, Yemen was decimated by destruction of its infrastructures due to bombing by Saudi Arabia, so they could not deliver food and water to their people. Once the level of food and water was low, it was very difficult for them to survive, and then they were hit by cholera, and very large part of their population was wiped out by biological warfare since 2016, and it's very recent. Another biological warfare we had in recent years was biological warfare in 2019 on Basra, Iraq population, to cause protests against Iran. So people of Iraq in Basra started protesting because the electric power was stopped being delivered to them. And at the same time, America suddenly used biological warfare in Basra and started protests and mass protests against Iranians, and Iranian government and Iraqi government. And this was another example of recent biological warfare being used. Another biological warfare being used was use of Ebola in Congo, and people in Congo died. Then we also had like cases of Ebola in Scandinavia, but geopolitics and world order can identify people very easily if they have diseases. And it's not because of technology or methods of governing those nations, nor for screening people. Screening and such methods can help and can, you know, make it easier to identify people. But the geopolitical designs ensures like somebody in Scandinavia with Ebola is immediately identified and sent to quarantine, so Ebola was contained. Such things could be easily also be done in Africa, but nobody cared and nobody acted, and disease was re-spreading again and again and again. Another case of Ebola was, cholera, is when I was younger. I was like still in middle school, I believe, and there is a town called, a city called Islamshahr, close to Tehran. In this city, my mother was the boss of the emergency room of that hospital. In that hospital, in that town, the water supplies were infected with types of Ebola, a specific type of cholera. And the people were being brought to that hospital due to having cholera. And it was a type of biological warfare to, you know, harm the population who had immigrated there. And it was done also in Iran. But it was, you know, suppressed and prevented also because of geopolitics, not allowing the biological warfare to be becoming too dangerous in countries like Iran. But then we have like a coronavirus now in China. Coronavirus in China is also biological warfare. It's a biological warfare because economy of China was hit really hard by American Trump's tariffs on China. And then Trump was made a trade, placed more tariffs and more pressure on China, and their economy was decimated. Then they used this new virus on Chinese people to cause harm against their population, their, you know, psyche and their emotions, and global, you know, fear, cause global fear and influence decision making around the world and events, but also to, you know, shrink the size of Chinese economy by and GDP by 1 to 2%. Because China has been constantly hit by Trump administration and United States of America in a sphere of economy, geopolitics. For example, in Hong Kong by protests, and in Taiwan by arming Taiwanese with, you know, submarines, giving them submarine technology, F-15, and other technologies they're giving Taiwan, and also pressuring China via tariffs and ban on sale of high-tech equipment and tech exclusivities from U.S. to China. Then they made a first phase of the trade agreement for economy of China to start improving. And once China was going to benefit from it, they decimated their economy again by coronavirus because it caused fears and it slows down economy of, and GDP and brings down GDP of China. So this is a case of coronavirus they are using right now. This is as much as I understand. It could be other cases, but this is level of my level of understanding. And it has many applications around the world, and you can see. Another type of biological warfare are bed bugs. Bed bugs can be sent to specific countries as, you know, animals that, you know, harm people and, you know, cause they don't transfer a specific disease, but some diseases are transferred by them and they can cause, they're also a form of biological warfare. There's also other biological warfare like bosmanche. You can, you know, send reptiles to specific locations. For example, you use magnetic and electromagnetic waves to attract all the reptiles to a town or to a city, or alligators, all of the alligators to Texas, and they start attacking people. And this is another type of biological weapon. I know much more about these type of reptiles and bed bugs and stuff, but I cannot explain anymore because you can learn about them in other podcasts, but not this one. Then there's other types of biological warfare as well. Now, let me think and come back as you hold on. Anyway, so there are specific regions of the world that are not targeted by biological warfare as hard as other locations. For example, Ebola in Scandinavia is quarantined in a matter of seconds or a matter of less than a day. Nobody gets Ebola. If somebody gets cholera in USA, they are healed immediately, even because the water supplies are not always clean in USA. They are not always, you know, cleaning the water. Some people may get cholera, but it doesn't become pandemic. And you don't see HIV and stuff also where, you know, contained due to safe sex and other means. But we have like suddenly coronavirus and other viruses rising in China, harming people and killing people in large numbers. And this is how the geopolitics of biological warfare works. Now we get to the case of Yemen. Why the biological warfare was used on the people of Yemen. See, Yemen is located on Bab al-Mandab, Red Sea, and another important sea to the south. I forgot the name of the sea on the south. A Gulf of something, Eden, Gulf of Eden. Yeah, Red Sea, Gulf of Eden, and Bab al-Mandab. So it's very geostrategically important on the important waterways. It controls very, 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 very important waters on Red Sea. Yemen can close the Red Sea eternally if its population is not killed. So the war on Yemeni people and deaths of millions of people due to effects of war and the use of biological warfare has caused the population of Yemen to be reduced. So Yemen is not as populated to be able to fight for the Red Sea, nor economically and industrially advance. So it's for population control that they use biological warfare on Yemen. In Congo, Ebola, I don't know what's the significance of Congo. Congo is a very important country at the central location in Africa, but to the toward the south, it's very large and, you know, it can have large population and, you know, it can, if it's correctly managed and it's there is technology transfer and economic activities, it can become more powerful than Europe. See, let me teach you something about geopolitics. We can leave that behind. So Congo is a large country with lots of resources, mines and other, and large population, and can be economically viable and geopolitically powerful if it's, you know, managed correctly and if its population is educated and healthy enough to work. So its population is also suppressed by Ebola, as there was also genocide in Congo, which killed 40 million people. They killed their own population by genocide, killing 40 million people, and then there was Ebola. And then there is Somalia. Somalia also has experienced many cases of biological warfare because it's on the Gulf of Aden, close to Bab al-Mandab, and they have also seen civil wars and terrorism and conflicts. And then Sudan has also seen, you know, droughts and other means issues and civil wars. So biological warfare is classic and is used on geostrategically important nations to suppress their populations and prevent them from being able to, you know, combat or close geostrategic straits of waters like Red Sea. Now, China is also economically important as an economic superpower, and coronavirus is being used on them right now to, you know, not to suppress the population, but to rather cause fear in their stock markets and cause other harms not yet clear to me. Sometimes it takes years and decades to identify what is the harm, what is the exact cause of the harm. Now, the case of HIV. HIV was also used and engineered to harm people around the world, and it was first discovered in the United States of America, but it's also very prevalent in other parts of the world. I believe it could be for suppressing sex, or it was used for other means. I don't know what exactly, but it could be suppressing sex. And also, there's some classified material I cannot talk about HIV and its spread and other things, so I leave that behind also. And then there is other diseases. They have engineered many diseases and many colds and many flus, and there is even biological warfare combating biological warfare. For example, there is classified material, we don't say where, but there is part of the world that people get very bad colds and flus and diseases, but they are not real diseases. They are actual vaccines, and they are spread through population, and they are constantly getting sick. So they get constantly sick by biological warfare and the spread of disease among the population. But they are weakened versions of disease, and they are vaccinated against some of the most dangerous diseases in the world without knowing they are vaccinated. So they use biological warfare on some specific parts of a population to ensure if there is actual biological warfare used on them, they are not harmed. And there is an arm race in biological warfare as well. But it's not by national actors. It's by parts of governments. But if you go, like, ask President of the United States of America, he will need to go ask CIA for intelligence and intelligence agencies. Then they will get 10,000 and 100 pages of millions of pages of American activities on biological warfare. And then they get millions of pages of pages on biological warfare, and a team needs to go and produce a work and history of biological warfare. And then when they get on the desk of president, the USA president team will think USA is not as active, or is, even if it's developing them, it's developing them for future and extreme cases, and they will never know they are actively being used. So USA president may have access to all intelligences, even a special access program, and never to be declassified material. But when they ask for the intelligence, they will not get exactly the details. So this is the issue. So Trump will not even find out how America is using biological warfare. But the main point we want to get here to is that there is a geopolitics and biological warfare, and it is being used to suppress nations and harm them economically, as well as population and industrially, and even to influence the political process and even opinion of public. And there are some countries that biological warfare are immediately quarantined and prevented from spreading. I must also say biological warfare is used on livestock as well to reduce food production by a specific nation. Nations. For example, poultry industry and pork production of China has been suppressed multiple times by use of biological warfare. America uses biological warfare around the world regularly to suppress food productions of different nations. Also, meat industry of Britain was also destroyed by biological warfare called mad cow disease. It was a prion, and it was also engineered. I was very classified material, how you make prions, but we also know how to make prions, but we don't want to talk about how you engineer prions. But also it was a type of biological warfare. So some of the prions can be produced in nature due to natural events, but it is very rare to have a prion being produced on its own. It's usually produced by biological warfare, and it's also very difficult to produce periods. So what's the application of harming the food protection of a country in geopolitics? So for example, China is reliant on the United States of America for its food and for feeding its population. America does not have China does not have sufficient food production in China, meaning cannot produce enough soybean and pork, which are main food of the Chinese people, to feed its 1 billion population. And China has to purchase its food either from America or Brazil, because there is no other nation in Eurasia nor Africa capable of producing sufficient amount of food for Chinese people to be fed. So America can prevent sale of also food to China by stopping the sale of food from America to China, or by closing the straits and transits that deliver the food to China. So America destroys food production of China by using biological warfare to keep China reliant on the United States of America for its food. Now we get to the advertisement segment of this podcast. If we want to develop an artificial intelligence, which will be translating the computer programming, artificial intelligence and programming to biological and biological activities, the data extracted from biological activities. For example, see how DNA is, you know, they have nucleic acid codes. Then there is also proteomics, genomics, systems biology, physiology, and system levels at level of nerves and nerve activities and brain activities and nervous systems. And, you know, also systems biology and how molecules interact with each other. We want to develop an AI which will be working also with an AI of software, computer softwares. And we want to use machine learning to develop means of engineering new organism, like a new reptile, or engineering new way to engineer metabolites, like engineering new metabolites, or engineering cures for diseases, for example, curing cancers by influencing the systems biology of diseased cancerous cell. We have also lots of other knowledges and capabilities, and you can contact me at 617-935-5792 to employ me as an advisor, and I can come to your scientific meetings and give you advices for $1 million a year, 4 hours a week. My name is Makan Abazarian, and you can contact me at 617-935-5792.